So you were awarded, according to the Navy, for what you did was creating an environment where small businesses, quote, could compete for business on equal footing with much larger multinational corporations. Tell me exactly what that means.
Well, so, in the Department of Defense, we work with quite a large number of different corporations. Some of them are large, some of them are small. In any procurement, you're looking for the greatest amount of competition you can get. That's where you get the best value for the taxpayer. And so working with shipyards, again, they tend to be on the larger side, but we structured our solicitation in such a way that we could accommodate a wide variety of different teaming arrangements, and including different size shipyards. And so by doing that, we increased the amount of competition that we had, and we're able to get a great value for the taxpayer.
Now, can you tell me a little bit about the teaming arrangement that came out of this, what that team looks like?
So the team ultimately that we have now is a shipyard called Dakota Creek Industries Incorporated, and they are teamed with a design agent, Guido Perla Associates. They're both located in Washington State, and together they're completing the design, and actually now they've started the construction of one of the two ships, and the second ship will begin construction at the end of this year.
Well, let's talk a little bit about this vessel itself. You know, I think most people think of NAVSEA as building big gray hull warships. This is a little different, right?
Yeah, this is very different. The Navy currently owns six of the nation's largest oceanographic research vessels. They are all AGORs, the Auxiliary General Oceanographic Research Vessels. And two of those ships are pushing 40 years old. They're ready to come out of service. And so these two ships will replace those. These ships are engaged in oceanographic research. They are owned by the Navy's Office of Naval Research, but they're operated by research institutions. The first ship will be operated by the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution in Massachusetts, and the second ship will be operated by the Scripps Institution of Oceanography in California.
And can you tell me anything about how that arrangement came about? I mean, why does the Navy own the ships, but someone else actually operates them? Why is the Navy not running its own research programs, I guess is my question.
Well, the Office of Naval Research owns a number of research facilities, including these ships. They're considered research facilities, but they do not have the capability in-house to operate the ships necessarily. And so what they do is essentially that this is a contribution to, the nation's oceanographic capability. These ships do a wide variety of oceanographic research. They operate with a consortium of universities in the U.S. So that researchers from a number of different universities are able to have a platform at sea to conduct research.
And so back to your acquisition strategy, I mean, would it be fair for me to say that this kind of vessel a little more closely resembles, a commercial ship versus a military ship, and that opened up your options for shipyards that could potentially do the work? Is that accurate?
That's absolutely accurate, right? So these ships are built to commercial standards, not necessarily Navy requirements.
Mm-hmm.
They're just like any other commercial ship. The Coast Guard has to certify them, and we work with a classification society called the American Bureau of Shipping. And so these shipyards, they operate with commercial crews. The universities who are going to operate them will go hire these folks. They're not Navy sailors. They're merchant mariners, and they have licenses and that sort of thing. And like I said, the universities operate the ships on behalf of the Navy.
Right. And what happens from here? How many vessels is the Navy going to build? Are you going to recompete this? Is it just the two vessels? What happens now?
Well, at this time, just two vessels are planned. The first will deliver at the end of 2014, and the second will deliver in early 2015.